Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome to another refreshing moment on the Winning Everyday Podcast. We thank God for the gift of life, for His mercy that woke us up today, and for another opportunity to grow stronger in faith and wisdom. Wherever you are listening from today, at home, on the road, preparing for work, or just beginning your day, may the peace of God rest upon you in Jesus' name. Today's devotional topic is choosing gratitude every day. And our Bible text is from Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, which says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." A few years ago, a well-known speaker shared a true story about a woman who kept a gratitude journal during one of the hardest seasons of her life. She had lost her job, her health was failing, and she was struggling emotionally. Yet every single night, she forced herself to write down 5 things she was thankful for. Some days the list seemed small. I woke up today, someone smiled at me, I had food to eat, the rain smelled beautiful, God gave me strength to keep going. Months later, she said something powerful. "My circumstances did not change immediately, but gratitude changed me before my situation changed." And isn't that true sometimes? Gratitude does not always begin because everything is perfect. Gratitude begins because we recognize that God is still faithful even in imperfect situations. Friends, can I ask you something this morning? When was the last time you genuinely thanked God, not for what He is about to do, but simply for who He has been to you? Sometimes we become so focused on the next prayer request that we forget the miracles we are already living in. You prayed for things years ago that you now take for granted. You once prayed for the job you complain about. You once prayed for the child making noise in your house. You once prayed for the opportunity you now overlook. Psalm 103 verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." One of the enemy's greatest strategies is to make people forgetful of God's goodness. Because when gratitude disappears, discouragement grows quickly. But today, I pray that your eyes will open again to see the goodness of God around you. Somebody listening to me may be saying, "But you don't know what I'm facing." You're right, I may not know fully, but God does. And the Bible never says we should thank God only when life is easy. It says, "In everything give thanks." That means gratitude is a decision, a spiritual posture, a daily choice. Even Jesus demonstrated gratitude before miracles happened. Before feeding the 5,000, He gave thanks first. Before raising Lazarus, He thanked the Father first. Gratitude prepares the atmosphere for divine intervention. Could it be that your next breakthrough is connected to a heart of thanksgiving? And let me encourage someone this morning. Your gratitude is not denying your pain. It is declaring that your pain will not have the final word. Maybe things are slow financially. Maybe doors have not opened yet. Maybe prayers seem delayed. But listen carefully. If God has kept you alive, He is not finished with your story. Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 23 reminds us, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning." Every morning is evidence that God has not abandoned you. Today, I prophetically declare over someone listening, you will not lose your joy to anxiety. You will not lose your peace to pressure. Your heart will overflow with gratitude, and your life will attract testimonies in Jesus' name. I declare that complaining and heaviness are leaving your spirit. A fresh song of thanksgiving is rising within you. And before this season ends, you will have new reasons to praise God openly. In Jesus' name. You know, gratitude also changes relationships. People who appreciate others build stronger connections. A grateful heart sees blessings where others only see burdens. So let me ask you, who have you failed to appreciate lately? Your parents, your spouse, your friends, your pastor, your colleagues. Sometimes a simple thank you can heal wounds you never knew existed. Sometimes a simple thank you can heal wounds you never knew existed. Colossians 3 verse 15 says, "And be thankful." Simple words, but a powerful instruction. As you go through today, don't just rush through life absentmindedly. Pause and notice God's fingerprints everywhere. Notice the breath in your lungs. Notice the strength to move. Notice the grace that has carried you this far. And even if life is not perfect yet, God is still worthy of praise. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, what blessings have I become too familiar with? Have I allowed complaints to overshadow gratitude? How can I intentionally thank God more every day? Actions for the day. Before this day ends, write down at least 5 things you are grateful for. They do not have to be big things. Then take 1 minute to sincerely thank God for them. Also, send a message or call someone today simply to appreciate them. You never know how much strength your gratitude may give another person. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this boldly together with me. Today, I choose gratitude. My heart will not dwell on fear or complaints. I will see the goodness of God around me. Every day of my life will carry fresh testimonies. Joy will fill my heart. Peace will guide my mind. God's favor surrounds me, and I will not be defeated. I walk into this day with thanksgiving, victory, and confidence in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and mercy over our lives. Thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us another opportunity to live, grow, and fulfill purpose. Lord, teach us to be grateful in every season. Remove every spirit of complaining, discouragement, and negativity from our hearts. Fill our lives with peace, joy, and renewed hope. Let every listener experience divine favor, open doors, strength, healing, provision, and unexpected testimonies today. May gratitude unlock greater blessings in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday Podcast devotional. If this message blessed you, encourage someone else by sharing it with them. Sometimes one message can change the direction of somebody's entire day. Keep walking by faith, keep trusting God, and keep choosing gratitude every single day. God bless you, and have a victorious day ahead.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.